Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
He's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. Jim Tressel, former Ohio State head football coach, national champion, president at Youngstown State University for a while there before he retired. He's doing a podcast now. So looking forward to talking to Coach Tressel coming up here in just a few minutes. You want to hop on board? 216-474-0092 is the number to call. Jeff, you know, as we get ready for this national championship, it was just one of those kind of moments, and I was listening to, you know, the boys in the morning were playing Lou Holtz, and they were talking about, you know, they were talking about Brady Quinn. They were talking about, and I've heard a million different little scenarios along the way as we head into this finals. And, you know, obviously we know that Ohio State's NIL payroll is like $20 million, but that's, I mean, how much different is it than any other?
As Kirk Herbstreit will tell you,
yeah,
it was to keep players there,
right?
Not to bring players in for the most part.
Yeah, yeah. What are they bringing? Judkins and Howard. I mean, really, those are the two big guys that they brought in this season. And so, they brought in two. Other schools bring in players too. But does that change the perspective? I haven't once this year watched Ohio State and thought, huh, how much does that guy get? Like, when Quinn Ewers came up in the beginning, because he was like the first one, you know, he left high school early, came up, and, you know, he got $1 million to come play at Ohio State for, what, one or two snaps? And so, that was the only time I kind of looked at it, and I was like, oh, that's weird. And then I remember, like, driving around Columbus and being, I think it was at a gas station, and I can't remember what player it was, but, you know, there was a cutout of them in the gas station kind of trying to sell some kind of candy.
Donuts?
Or food.
So,
yeah, I don't even know what it was. And I was like, oh, okay, this is kind of what NIL is too, right? Because I don't think I'd ever seen that before either for non-charity work or anything like that. So, but when you watch college football right now, do you ever think about the NIL? Do you ever think about the influence it would have on a team making it to the national championship? I mean, everybody knew these guys were getting money somewhere, somehow, right? For the most part. Not every player, but big-time players probably were finding their way to some cash somewhere.
Right?
Yeah, and only because we had talked to enough guys that had gone through it, and, you know, they openly admitted that, you know, off the record to us, or somebody would say, yeah, well, maybe we got a little cash here, or there's an envelope there, or something like that. You know, we all saw the movie Blue Chips, and so, but I don't watch college
Shaq
football.
Shaq was really good in that.
He was very good. But I also, like, when I watch college football this season, I didn't once go, oh, that's what that guy's getting in NIL money. Oh, that guy's getting $10,000 a month to play football. Not once did I ever think that. And to be honest with you, I don't even know that I watch pro football that way, other than the one guy that has the guaranteed contract that comes up without, you have to say that every time you say his name.
The one thing I think that everybody has to understand, and whether you like it or not is another question, but everybody has to understand the rules of college football have changed. Rules of college sports have changed. And if you're going to pay your players millions of dollars and not like it, well, that's fine. Then you should probably become a more of a high school sports fan if you're looking for pure sports or club team or something else, because now in college athletics, kids get paid, especially football and basketball. And that's just the way it is. So I don't I don't care for NIL. What I really don't care for are kids transferring, you know, 2, 3, 4 times and playing at 3 or 4 different universities. I don't like that at all.
Should there be a cap on that then, or what do you think?
No, Andy, it's a new world. It doesn't matter that I don't like it. It's the way it is. You're allowed.
Oh, I think the
so you better get used to it because it's probably not going to change.
No, but the reality of watching a college kid be a free agent every year compared to like an NFL guy, okay, he's on a 1-year deal.
Yeah, NFL guys have contracts. They can't go. You should almost sign college players to contracts. You want to come here? And I've heard that thrown out by college people in athletics. Okay, yeah, you can come here, and here's your 3-year contract. We'll pay you $2 million in NIL money, but you're here for 3 years. You can't take our $2 million and transfer. You can't take our $2 million and renegotiate. That's not going to happen.
Oh, unless you want to hold out during spring football. Then you can renegotiate.
Yeah, but see, that's where maybe things need to change. If you're actually going to pay guys, well, how do you pay people in life? With contracts.
Right. You know, but contracts are made to be broken, weren't they? Isn't that what the line is?
Yeah. How's that working for you?
I've never tested it.
I neither have.
Well,
neither
no, I've been on the other side of it where, never mind. But I look at it and I watch the game, I see the game, and I never once in the middle of a game go, oh, Jeremiah Smith, what's he getting NIL? No,
because that's the way the game's played now.
And I'm watching this kid. I'm going, man, this guy can play football. That's all I think
about. Once
they're
on the field and wearing the uniform, what difference does it make? Under today's rules.
Yeah, I think
today's rules, it doesn't matter anymore.
The implications of buying yourself a national championship are there. But wasn't that there before?
You're now allowed to.
We should be happy about it because that money's coming back in taxes. Because I got to pay taxes on
you
that
are
stuff.
Now allowed to pay players and buy a team. Okay.
Does it taint a championship?
No.
Would it taint?
No, Andy. It's the current. It's the rule. It's
right.
The way the game is now played. So it doesn't change it at all.
All right, Jim Tressel's going to join us here in just a minute or two. So I'm looking forward to talking to him. I am very excited about Monday night's matchup: Ohio State and Notre Dame. Obviously, Ohio State the favorite. In this game, and I keep looking at Ohio State's, as great as the offense has been, it's the defense that like stands out to me, and it really stood out in that last game against Texas when you had yourself in a position where Texas could kind of bounce back in this thing late, and then that red zone inside the 5 defense for Ohio State, not only came up with the big scoop and score, but Lathan Ransom's tackle for loss was phenomenal, and it's what set it up. And it's sometimes I think we forget about the play before the play when things go down in history. Like, Holy Buckeye, I was watching that the other day, and I totally forgot about Ben Hartsock's gigantic catch that got Ohio State closer to the sticks so that they could have that Holy Buckeye play that happened on fourth down with Craig Krenzel and Chris Gamble. And so now I think about those kind of plays, and when you go back, you can feel the rich history of any of these college football teams, and now we get to watch it and we get to see it. I still will say that, one of the greatest games I've ever been to, probably because I wasn't working, because I was sitting in the stands with my brother-in-law, was watching Ohio State beat Miami for that national championship in 2002, and to see them and just to watch how Ohio State fans just dominated a stadium and went to Arizona and took up pretty much every seat but 100 in that stadium. Mm-hmm. It was unbelievable. I wonder what the crowd's going to look like on Monday night. And by the way, it's a big ask on the fans, if you think about it this year, because you've asked them to travel, to all these different sites.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.